98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Something that I'm definitely not to have a qualification on is to set foot in the ring. So we're going to leave that to Katie Taylor because that farewell bout is looking like it could take place in Croke Park. The official confirmation could be coming this coming Friday.
Gosh.
Eddie Hearn, who obviously owns Matchroom Boxing Series, he's posted to Instagram, it's time. Major announcement Friday, Croke Park, 2 p.m. So this coming Friday. He posted that 17 hours ago. So obviously there's rumour mill happening. This has been going a long time.
I was going to say, that's not really a tease. It's all but confirming.
Get your wallets out. It's about to happen. The venue has obviously been a long time aspiration for Katie Taylor. She's conquered two weight divisions, broken down many barriers in female boxing. She's such an epic person, epic sports person. So promoter Eddie Hearn has told reporters last week that a proposed date for the fight was Saturday the 5th of September negotiations conclude successfully.
Saturday the 5th of September, that's awfully soon.
It's awfully soon, but like it's enough time to build this really, really big. And you can only imagine, if this is Katie Taylor's last fight, this is going to be
massive,
epic. And they're talking about a musical artist. Now, there's been names
doing like a halftime show kind of thing.
Kind of like a halftime show. I don't know the name that has been announced with this. I don't know whether I'd be buzzing for Ed Sheeran in the middle
It would be Ed Sheeran in between.
That's the rumour mill. Personally,
He does love Ireland. Yeah, I'd say he's a big fan of Katie.
Can I have a couple of people? Do you know when Westlife used to do Croke Park? They have Westlife, Girls Aloud, McFly, Busted. Go for the lot.
Yeah, you think everyone just go and have a few different acts.
Ed Sheeran.
Be great to have an Irish act as well in Croke Park.
100%. Gavin James, Lyra, me, I'm free. You know, I have a single coming out tomorrow to push.
Do you know what, Paul? That's actually great timing. So you've the single coming out tomorrow and then that's September.
Do you know what
so
I mean?
So you probably have another one out by September so you can do the two tracks.
I have an LP by that time. Katie, I'm ready. Boxing gloves on.
Paul is ready and waiting. Okay, well, that's super exciting. We'll watch that space and fingers crossed it all goes ahead. Something else now that I spotted, I'm wondering, are you into this? Would you be someone who would go on all the rides at Thunderland, or have you ever been to like a Thor Park situation?
I do love, but I wouldn't go on the big, big, massive ones. I think I have a bit of a fear, but I will go on the nice ones.
Okay, well, you might like this. So Universal's opening a massive theme park in the UK. It's in Bedfordshire, which is near Luton Airport. That's the one that you fly into now if you're coming from Dublin. It's called Universal United Kingdom Resort. There's a massive hotel, like 500 rooms, big entertainment complex. And obviously they're going to have all these different rides, all these different zones and areas. The thing that I thought was absolutely adorable, and maybe you'd go on this, is that there could be a Paddington theme.
Oh, love. A little area.
Maybe you go around on a little bear, or you'd be having a marmalade sandwich. I don't know. So there could be a Paddington area. They're also saying there might be a James Bond situation happening.
Oh.
Yeah, Back to the Future as well, and Minion themed parks.
I would love a horror themed area if there was somewhere that I could go to. But I definitely would go to this because I wouldn't be going to LA or anything like that. It's very, very far to go to a theme park. But if I could go to one in the UK and test it out, this would be right up my street.
And if it was up to Paul, he'd headline the halftime show and you'd probably have Scream at Universal, which is
100%.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Our favourite time of the day, your little wins. We want to know whether as big, as small as you like. Rebs has been eating lettuce all week.
I have. My dad grew loads of lettuce in the garden and he gave me a big bag of it.
And mine is that I've had all the bits done. I've had the massage, the fade. I've had all the nice bits done. You've been texting us in on 087-798-9898. Sean is in Dawkey, says, my little win is I had a big bowl of ramen for my dinner last night and it was like a big hug in a bowl.
What is it about having your dinner in a bowl as well?
100%.
Do you know, I don't know if you'd call it a blate. But you know the large bowls, the large flat bowls.
Yeah,
they're not a plate, they're not a bowl.
It'll nearly tip over if you put too much into it.
I just feel like everything tastes better in a blate.
I've never heard that term before, a blate.
Or is it a pole? No. I think it's a blate.
Geraldine's and Lucan says, my little win is I gave the sofa a proper clean and found a 50 euro note down the back
50?
Of it. Is it mine? It is now. Good for you, Geraldine. That's definitely is yours now.
Unreal. I'd be glad if I found 50p. Here's Leo's little win.
Hi, guys. It's Leo. Today I have my first birthday.
Oh, Leo, the very best of luck.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The egg and spoon.
Oh, yes.
Three-legged race.
Oh, I used to love egg and spoon.
And the sack.
The jumping in the sack?
Yeah, I wasn't very good at that.
Oh, the sack race?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gas, Leo, you'll have a ball today. Here's Damien.
Good morning, guys. Damien here. Happy Thursday. My little win is pretty cool. My granddaughter, like thousands of kids yesterday, started her junior cert. And luckily, I was off yesterday, so I was able to catch from school and go and have lunch for her. She haven't done in ages, and it was really nice.
That's lovely, Damien. The very best of luck to everybody sitting their exams. So on to day two already.
Done to day two. Isn't it geography paper two, maybe?
Is it English paper two? I don't know how they spread it out now, but I always know the first day is English paper one for the Leaving Cert anyway.
So it's engineering, English paper two, Irish and geography today.
Gosh. That's
right. Leaving Cert is engineering and English paper. Junior Cert is Irish and geography.
The very best of luck today, guys. Good morning to Martina.
Good morning. My little win for today is that my youngest son turned 16 yesterday.
Aww.
And my little granddaughter is turning one today. I love them all very much. We have a family around and ready to have a big party on Saturday to celebrate with everyone. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, Martina, happy birthday to your son and your granddaughter. Lovely celebrations.
Big party going on Saturday.
Here's Avisa.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that I finish work tomorrow at 12 noon instead of 4 p.m. and all the companies heading to play football with nice food, drinks and prizes.
Sorry.
What?
Staff day out. Yeah, that's going to be brilliant.
My name is Matthew Lawson. I'm going on my school tour today. I'm a senior infant.
Yay. Oh, Matthew and senior infants on a school tour.
Good for him, Matthew.
Oh, I love this time of the year in primary school.
Fort Lucan to Clara Lara,
this
the cinema.
Is it.
Do you know what I mean?
And here's Mike's little win.
This is my little win today. This is my Friday. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we're flying off to Bordeaux to go and watch a bit of Sevens rugby.
Oh, brilliant.
And enjoy a bit of cuisine there in Bordeaux. Have a great day. Thanks for the show. Enjoy listening.
Oh, Mike, thanks for sharing your little win.
Enjoy Bordeaux.
Bordeaux was just absolutely fabulous.
You were noddling along there when Mike was saying Bordeaux.
That's
going to
be brilliant. guys, thank you all so much for sharing your little wins this morning. Leo, Damien, Avisa, Martina, Matthew, Mike. We are sending you all out some IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A trampoline.
A dry rope.
A slushy machine.
98FM.
Oh, whether I'm listening in the car or I'm here in person, it's our favourite game, my favourite game for sure, Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
Ooh. An egg chair.
Water blasters.
And goodbye, stubble. It's time to get smooth with this hot towel shave.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
And Paul, have you ever had a hot towel shave?
Never in my life.
They look very relaxing indeed. Good morning to Andrea in Blanchardstown, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Andrea, am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Andrea or is it Andrea?
No, Andrea is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Andrea.
Good for you.
Andrea, what are you up to of a Thursday morning?
Sorry?
What are you up to for your Thursday morning?
I'm actually in work at the minute on a toilet break.
Oh, you're calling us live from the Jacks for Matchy Matchy on a Thursday
morning. Are you in the bathroom now?
Needs must.
A quiet spot.
I'm in the staff room, but I just said I was going to the bathroom. You know?
Andrea, I believe your kids are huge fans of Matchy Matchy.
Oh, they are. They were raging this morning. They said, "Mom, can you not just go into work late this morning?"
Oh, give them a shout out there, Andrea.
So Molly and Amber, and then the baby is Grace. Molly and Amber will be definitely listening in this morning.
Oh, good morning to Molly, Amber and Grace. Andrea, have you decided who you'd like to play with this morning, myself or Paul?
Yeah, so I was hoping to play with Brendan, but I think because Paul's in Brendan's place, we will give Paul a go.
I love it. Brilliant stuff. We are sending Paul off to the soundproof booth this morning. Paul, enjoy yourself. It's just it. Turn left twice. Brilliant. Okay, Paul is off to the soundproof booth this morning. Andrea, let's try and finally get a matchy-matchy. We have been playing this game for weeks. Your first word, banana.
Banana split.
A lovely dessert. Your second word, glass.
Glass house.
And your third word, flat.
Flat.
F-L-A-T.
Oh, God. Flat tire.
So we have banana split, glass house, and flat tire. Are you happy to lock in those three words?
Yeah, I can hear my kids already shouting at me.
We're locking them in. And we are getting Paul back from the soundproof booth. How are things in there this morning?
Oh, I believe in light after love, I tell you that.
Okay, Paul.
Right.
Your first word in matchy matchy. Banana.
Boat.
Your second word.
Oh, no. Okay.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Glass.
Bottle.
And your third word, flat.
Flat surface?
Paul, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Andrea in Blanchardstown in the bathroom / staff area? I'm sorry, you actually didn't match any this morning, Sally.
Oh, what?
Andrea went for banana split, glass house, and flat tire.
Oh!
There were loads of options for those
there
words.
There was loads of options. And I was going to change to banana split. Raging. Andrea, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry.
We'll send you out a goodie bag and have a lovely week.
And tell the girls we all said hello.
I will do.
Cheers, Andrea. Bye-bye. I now really want a banana split.
I know. When I said boat, I went, no, go with split.
Banana boat, gas.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, I was asking you, have you booked a holiday yet? You have said no, but you're going to look at something kind of towards the August time.
And I'm open to the destination this year.
Even better. Would you be worried about booking a destination because you couldn't say it or spell it or pronounce it correctly?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a new reason why people are actually avoiding holiday destinations.
Really?
Purely because of the pronunciation. A survey says 1 in 5 holidaymakers are less likely to go somewhere like Ljubljana or Reykjavik because they're afraid of saying it wrong. Nearly a quarter of people are avoiding booking a trip completely. And imagine, it's kind of the same with food, right? And I'm looking at these words going, thank God I know what they are. Bouillabaisse. Do you know what a bouillabaisse
is?
Well, it's a food, but if you were to look at it, would you be able to say tzatziki?
Oh, tzatziki?
Yeah.
I only because I've eaten it several times I've gone to Greece. But yeah, sometimes I just point to the menu and I say, this thing, and I might find an ingredient that I know. I go, that tomatoey pasta there. Do you see this one? Yeah.
Or milfoil, which is like pastry.
Oh.
Milfoil is like pastry.
Sounds fancy, Paul.
Well, we were talking about the destinations, right? And I've given you one there, and it's a place in Slovenia.
Yeah.
And it's called Ljubljana. Just play it, will you?
Ljubljana.
Oh, we're learning a lot. That's in Slovenia.
But the LJ will always get you. The LJ, which kicks that off. So Ljubljana. If you're going to Italy and you think you're going to Cinque Terre, you might be actually going to
Cinque Terre.
Not far off.
Now, I'm going to hold my hands up, okay?
Yeah.
I have definitely called
Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre. When I see people going there, I'm like, oh, that looked like a lovely trip in Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre.
Right.
We could go to Poland, and I think I did know this. Is it called Gdansk?
Gdansk.
Paul!
It says here that it's Gdansk. So you're supposed to say Gdansk and not Gdansk.
Right.
Right.
Your pronunciation's been pretty good.
We could go to the Canary Islands for a bit of Fuerteventura.
Fuerteventura.
Yeah, thank you now. That was a good one.
Have you been to
Fuerteventura
yourself?
The odd time. I've been there about 3 or 4 times when I was a kid. My parents used to take me to Fuerteventura. Or if I'm in France, you're not going to Chamonix. You're going to
Chamonix.
There you go.
Okay, so maybe I should consider going to Chamonix. Or Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre.
No, I still didn't get it right.
One that always gets me is when people say, I always say Bella Medina, right?
Yeah.
And then you see people go, I'm going to Bella Madonna. And I'm going, what? What?
I have heard people say Bella Madonna.
Bella Madonna. Now,
it is Bella Medina, is it?
I call it Bella Medina. I would like somebody from the Bella Medina County Council to text me and let me know.
Please let us know, and maybe I'll consider going there on my holidays this year.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, John Mellahan from Pip Rose is one of the Ireland's most best-known barbecue and fire cooking chefs, and he's also going to be at Taste of Dublin the 11th to the 14th of June in Merrion Square. John joins us this morning. John, welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
John, thanks for coming on and chatting to us. Let's go back to the start for a moment. When did you first fall in love with cooking?
Long time ago now. I would say back in 2004, I went to London to work with Jamie Oliver over there. But before that was cooking for my mother down in Kerry, which was incredible. So I was kind of growing up going to school. She was working all the time, so I always started to cook for her. And when she came home from work, she always had food on the table, kind of thing.
And,
you know, yeah.
You're known as one of Ireland's best known barbecue chefs, and you're now with Pip Rose. How did that partnership come about, John? Because, by the way, I've been to Pip Rose many, many a time. It is glorious.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It was probably about 3.5 years ago. David Stone from Pip Rose kind of reached out to me. It was just after COVID where I was looking at new horizons. And of course, my wife is from Brazil. So I was kind of up in the air. Do I go to Brazil or do I stay in Dublin? And gratefully enough, David reached out and joined Pip Rose to take it to another level. So it's kind of crazy. You know, we do a lot of really cool things from retail and Chef's Table and the restaurant and festivals. And of course, a few demos at Taste of Dublin as well.
Yeah, let's talk about the demos at Taste of Dublin. What are you going to be serving up, John?
Well, I can't wait to do it. I want to kind of put on a show where I'm going to do something very simple, but it's a beautiful grass-fed beef. Ribeye steak is one of my favorite cuts. I'm doing something that I would love to eat. A beautiful ribeye steak, basted in butter, some garlic and thyme, some homemade fries with some of my seasoning on top, a nice fresh chimichurri, and maybe a little garlic dip next to it, you know?
Oh, the garlic dip as well.
John, I've tasted your bacon jam. Can we expect any of that over the course of the cooking demonstrations?
No, but I might be able to bring a few there for a few people in the audience, you know, that's watching.
And you kind of briefly touched on there at the start about your work with Jamie Oliver when you started working in London. Briefly talk us through your time there. Do you still keep in touch? How does something like that come about?
Of course. Look, it was back in the day. He'd done a TV show called 15, which was in Old Street in London. It was a wonderful restaurant helping young kids off the streets of London. But I came from one road down in Kerry. And it was, I kind of writ a letter away and I just wanted to move out of Ireland and I just wanted to learn something in cooking and go to a college. So he got me into Westminster and Hammersmith College in London.
Wow.
And then I worked at 15 with him. Do I still stay in touch? He's like my big brother. I absolutely adore the guy. I was just with him a few months back in London and just catching up. And amazing. Yeah, absolutely love him. He's a wonderful guy.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible, John. Obviously, the weather at the moment isn't amazing, but we had great weather last week and we're manifesting more. What would be your go-to barbecue tips now for everyone who wants to be dining al fresco?
Barbecue tips, I would say just get going. If it's raining, get an umbrella. If it's sunny, just get outside.
Love it.
Love that, John.
Yeah, just get outside. You know, most chefs will say use charcoal. Look, for me, I will tell you, if you have a gas barbecue, you got a charcoal, you got an air fryer, electric, that's a barbecue, just get out there and cook for your friends, your family, have a bit of fun, have some patience, and just cook.
Amazing. And look, people will find you at Taste of Dublin over the course of the weekends. People will know about Pip Rose, your sauces, your rubs. Where can people follow along what you're going to get up to next?
If you follow me on John Relihan or Pip Rose Barbecue, you will see everything. And on John Relihan, if you are out there, I'm just going to throw it out there. If you have any questions about barbecue or cooking or tips, send me a DM to my Instagram and I will get back to you.
Amazing.
How about that?
Well done, John. Love that. John Relihan, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning on 98FM. And we will see you next week at Taste of Dublin.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye bye. See
you
there.
Cheers, John. I want to get barbecuing now.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.